views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers. We're so happy to be here, and we're so happy to have you join us. Hi, Artie.
Hi, Sky. How are you?
I'm good now. I had a little bit of laryngitis, guys, so if I don't sound like Sky, it's really Sky. Artie doesn't have somebody else here.
That's her sexy 1-900 voice.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, baby. Who wants you, baby?
Who loves you?
This angel loves you. That's right. What's your name? I'm Angel. I'm whoever you want me to be. That's who I am.
Don't make me laugh. My throat is killing me. You know. We're going to have a great show today, guys. A lot of happy energy around. And I just want to make a shout out to heaven, because today is my son's birthday, who dwells in heaven right now. But I know he's around, and I just want to say happy birthday, baby, and I love you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Da 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 da.
Bum 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 da 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 da. They didn't start on this crap.
Well, no. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
They
we love you.
So, in any case, today we're going to talk about angels and how to communicate to angels and the process of communicating to angels and all that good stuff.
I know a beautiful exercise that I can teach everyone to connect with their angels. And you can actually, after the exercise is completed, you can actually feel your angels touching you. So this is an amazing exercise. So
how long does the process take?
Oh, maybe 3 minutes or less.
That's it? Yeah. Your explanation?
What?
For you to explain for them to exercise?
You know why he's saying that, right? Because I talk like that.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes exercise?
I don't have to show anybody. It's all
explanation. All right.
You could all do it very easily.
We like easy.
Yes.
Easy works, baby.
If you can breathe, you can do it.
If you have a pulse and you could breathe, then you could do this exercise to connect to your angels.
This is the truth.
Now, you have to understand that everyone is born with angels, guardian angels. You have at least two guardian angels from the time you're born to the time you die. What are you talking about?
12.
What's 12?
You get 12 angels. I think 12 is...
What is this, Christmas time? Now you have two guardian angels. You might have angels that are changing of the guards as I've always was taught.
Yes, it's true.
Some of them stay with you for a while.
Some of them can't take it.
Someone say, you're making me sick. I got to go to somebody else.
I can't take this
Your
one.
Your problem's too deep for
really?
Me.
Really? I got to get away from this one. I never signed up for this.
That's right. God, you got to be kidding me. Please. Right. Maybe I took the wrong envelope. Right. I got the wrong case.
Are you sure she's coming up there?
You're talking to your angels. They're going to say, just wing it. You got to do something.
God, please get me away from this one. I'll do anyone. I'll take Jeffrey Dahmer, but just get me away from
this. Yeah, just get me away from this, please. So, no, but everyone's awarded at least two guardian angels from the time you're born to the time you die. And you do get, you know, they change the guards as you start to mature and as you start to get into new circumstances in your life.
Yes.
But as you call upon your guardian angels, and I simply say, you know, I call upon my loving guardian angels. Thank you for intervening into my life today. or tomorrow. Thank you for helping me resolve this issue. Thank you for more prosperity. Thank you for getting me out of this hellhole. Thank you for this wonderful job. You know, whatever it is you want, this parking spot.
Right. Oh, you're big on parking spots.
Yeah.
He always calls his angels for parking spots.
And they usually pull through.
I mean,
most of the time they pull through big time, and I'm amazed.
Yeah. I did what you told me with the calling in your guardian angels for a parking spot. It was a really crowded, very crowded mall, and I knew I just wasn't going to get a spot. My knee was like crazy pain that day. So I said, oh, please, angels, I beg you, please let me find a spot. So I knew I wasn't going to find a spot. And lo and behold, right in front of the store.
Where it says no parking.
Where it said
fire zone. I found the spot.
I found the spot.
And you said, angels, please don't get me a ticket.
It said no. It said for babies with mothers.
For mothers with babies.
Right. I mean, for mothers with babies. You're making me crazy already. No. It says for mothers with babies. So I made believe I had a baby, but you just couldn't see it. And I was holding this thing's hands. Oh, wait a minute. You can't see my child? So, you know, in case any, like, police officer or guard came with me, I would say, hell, just meet my child. What do you mean you can't see him? What the hell's wrong with you?
Thank God you had your little schnauzer with you. I mean, your little doggy with
my
you.
My little Dachshund.
Your little Dachshund. That's
my
right.
My Dachshy.
And that was your baby. You're holding
she's
it.
My baby.
Wrapped up in a blanket.
She's our sweetie. I love her.
Until the wet nose stuck out of the blanket. And then the jig was up.
What is he, prejudiced against people that don't look like people? I always say my dog is a child wearing a doggy costume. She is my child wearing a doggy uniform.
Well, lots of people look at their pets as their kids. They love,
oh my God,
they love
them.
Their pets more than they do their own kids or their spouse or whatever. Absolutely.
No, I adore my pets. In order for you to have the type of pets that I do, you really have to be a serious pet lover. You know that.
Yeah.
You have to be really serious.
Yeah, you have to be
serious. You have to be very serious. My boys are very big. They're like 225 to 50 pounds.
And that's after Jenny Craig.
That's right. After the daily fitness workout.
Well, she has two massives besides having a little Dachshund and what is that, a Boston?
Boston Pug.
Pug or whatever.
He's a pug.
Yeah.
He's a puglet. Yeah. Puggle.
Put a pug in it. Put a pug in it, baby.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart, too. He's just, like, so neurotic. I don't know if anybody else out there has pugs that are neurotic. My goodness.
Well, I think most of them are.
Are they?
Yeah. I think that's their disposition. Oh, just to let everybody know, November, the weekend of November 22nd.
Yes. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah. I was about to say charity. Sky and I, because I forgot your name last week. I had to go to Mrs. Siegel.
You know what? I'm going to wear a name tag for you from now on.
Please. This lady over here and myself, we're going to be at the Mind, Body, and Spirit November 21st to November 23rd. And that's going to be in Valley Forge. It's right at the casino, too.
Ooh.
So come one, come all. So
I'm bringing cash.
Yeah, talk about rolling the dice and seeing they're going to ask us what their lucky numbers are. And we're going to be doing a speaking and talking about the spiritual world and connecting to people's loved ones and doing a demonstration.
It's going to be amazing.
That's going to be on Saturday at 1 p.m. in the Pen Room. Ooh. On Saturday, 1 p.m., Sky and I will be doing our talking, and I'll probably be doing most of the elaborating, and Sky's going to show off her magic and communicate.
I'm like Vanna. I'll be like Vanna.
There you go. She'll be turning over the letters of all your loved ones.
The hands this way, the hands up in the sky, the hands to the left, hands to the right.
That's right.
Okay. So in other words, I'm not talking?
So, yeah, you'll be speaking a little bit. I'll let you speak a little bit.
Thank you so
much. But no, I always tell people, seriously, I always tell people I honestly could say when it comes to communicating to the other side, I honestly don't know anyone who's better than Sky.
Aw,
Sky
thank you.
Is – can I borrow a bottle? No, seriously. I had to butter her up first.
I knew it was. I knew it was coming for the kill.
$500 if you.
I knew it was coming for the kill.
You know, figure for this wedding that's coming out, $500 is nothing.
Right.
That's right. That's a. You know, she wipes her butt with $500 nowadays. That's how fast it's going out.
Oh, you have no idea.
No, but she really is. She Skye will blow you away as far as her talent connected to your loved one who passed away.
That's very sweet of you to say.
You are. You're really that good. And I'm fully confident in your abilities. And that's why I instantly grabbed you and said, you're going to be on my show.
You know, I don't know how you did that. So, that was amazing. You are amazing.
You're amazing.
No, you're amazing.
Shut up.
No,
you're amazing.
Shut up. You're amazing. This guy from 3 second phone call knew. It was that really was some psychic work.
Yeah, because that was the first time I've listened to somebody speak and over the phone, and you know, you get all kinds of people saying all a bunch of different
stuff. I could have been anybody.
Yeah, no, this is true, and I just I knew literally within the first minute.
Oh, it was even less. It was like I said 5 words.
First I had to listen to you panic first about your life.
I was
in a panic for the first minute, like blah, blah, blah.
Was I crying?
No.
Oh, good.
You were close to it, but you weren't crying. Just in a panic.
I was.
Yeah, you were in a panic about your life.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, don't worry, you're not going crazy. You're just a medium. That's all. That's why things always look differently.
But then I said, no, I'm not a medium. I'm a large.
There you go. That's right. All right. Well, listen, everybody. We're going to be going to a commercial break. And if anybody wants to call in for a reading, just give us a call at 800-930-2819 800-930-2819 And I want you to stick around when we come back after a commercial break. I mean, not only will we do readings, but Skye is going to show us the exercise on how you could communicate to your angels, and we're going to talk more and more about that. So
yes.
Stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another wonderful segment of Angels and Answers. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. And, you know, this week is about communicating with angels and knowing how to communicate with angels. And there's different ways of doing it. And there's also, you know, when you write down your affirmations on what you want, or when you burn candles
all the time.
When you burn candles, you know, different color candles mean different things. And it's, you know, it's called color magic or candle magic.
Really?
And if you Google, there are different colors that mean different things. You know, green means for health and it means for money. And yellow represents prosperity, and white means for purity or cleansing or protection. Black candles are also very good. They're for protection. You know, and then you have purple and indigo that if you or blue, which represents, you know, opening up your third eye or your throat chakra. So, you know, depending on what is most important to you, what you want to accomplish, you know, you burn a candle. Now, what I do is on top of the candle, I carve my initials. I use a pen and I carve my initials in the wax. All right. And I'll get like a 7-day candle. And I carve my initial in the wax, and then I put a heart for love. And then for me, I write a Jewish star. For you, you might want to write a cross. And that just represents protection. And then at the bottom, I write thank you. And then I might even carve in miracles or blessings, or I put a dollar sign for money.
That's so nice. And, you know, it's just
whatever it is you want. If it's you want a home, if you're trying to get pregnant. Again, a white candle or a pink candle represents love or pregnancy or, you know, a loving relationship, you know, whatever it is that you want. You know, if you want to overcome obstacles in your life, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a red candle, you know, because red represents passion. And so, again, whatever it is you want, and you just meditate on that candle, what your intentions are of why you are burning that candle.
If I might interrupt you for one moment, when I light that candle, because I do the same thing Artie does. When I look at that, when I light the candle, I look into that flame and I make my, he's laughing already.
No. I'm not laughing at you for some reason. I don't know. I just.
Am I being too descriptive?
No. I'm telling you the truth.
What?
Michael is just laughing.
Is he?
Yeah. And he's making me laugh.
All right.
You're trying to be serious.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like when you're like getting all.
Well, that's true.
And he's acting really goofy. And
well, that's why I said we're going to have a very goofy show. I knew it.
Yeah. And so while you're trying to be serious, he's making me
he's
laugh.
He's making him
laugh. And
I don't
mean to laugh. I'm not laughing at you.
I get you.
But he's just busting.
I'll bet you he is.
You know how like. When you're not supposed to laugh, you laugh harder.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you're in class.
Like if you aren't awake or something and like somebody tells you a funny joke and you're like,
or
so solemn.
Or sometimes people have nervous laugh rather than crying. Yeah. They laugh instead. And that they mean to laugh at the dead person that's lying in the coffin or at the people. But sometimes they're so nervous that they laugh.
No, I'm
They're laughing instead.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
So go ahead. I'm not going to look at you.
Okay, don't look at me. So, when I light that candle, I look into the flame. Why are you covering your eyes?
I can't look at you, otherwise I'll laugh. He just let out a large burp.
Oh, my God, that is so him.
Just,
I can't take it. Do you know that he used to burp out the alphabet? I know this sounds crazy, guys.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard that.
He burps out the alphabet.
You're wearing your tiara.
Yes. So this is what I was telling you guys. When I light that candle flame, I literally look at it and I make my mind go blank. which is really not hard for me. No, but I actually make my mind go blank, and I just get into that flame, and I'm just looking at it, how it's dancing. And then all kinds of things come to me. Jot down the first thing that comes into your mind after you've focused on that flame for a while, after you've cleared your mind of all thoughts, and after that flame is really getting you into a meditative state. Just write down the first thing that comes into your mind. And that is what you should work on, or that is what's supposed to be going on in your life at that time, or that's who is trying to connect with you.
So in other words, you're trying to say the topic of the meaning of that moment will come to you. Very good, Sally. I'm very proud of you, Sally.
I can't take you. So. This is going to be a fun show today. I know it.
And so, like I was saying, there she's like, put your shirt back on.
Can I put this crown on this remote?
No.
Please?
No.
I love when you
I have my manhood.
This will not be masculine.
I have my manhood. She's not allowed
to. Do you know kings wore crowns? Hello.
Yeah, Burger King. And I'm a big fan of Burger King.
I just want to see this for a second.
You want to see that for a second?
Oh, you look so handsome in that. Well, I can picture you as royalty. I see a blue robe. I'm picturing you in a blue velvet robe with the crown. Lovely.
You want to know something? Actually, people who, you know, who do read into, who've done past life regressions.
Yes.
They
Which,
have
by the
told
way, I would
me.
Like to get somebody on the show for that.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to have one done.
That would be good. And, but, you know, they're, you know, at Plainsboro, the Healing and Relaxing Center of Plainsboro, New Jersey. Check it out, everybody. She has different people teaching different classes all the time. And, you know, yesterday I was teaching about psychic ability. And it was a lot of fun. We had a quaint small group, and you know, the information was just flowing beautifully. Everyone was able to connect. Everybody was able to relate to what I was saying. It was just a very fun, powerful spiritual evening, and everybody was happy. It's like we didn't even want the evening to end. It was that good.
Wow.
Yeah, it really was. It was that good. And it poured outside, and yet these people still made it there.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. And so, you know, but, and it happened. Let's just see. 5:21. Yeah, we have time. Yeah. All right, so why don't you do show us this exercise on how we can connect to the angels.
This is how you do it, folks. Close your eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath, but not through your lungs. I want you to take that breath through your diaphragm. And don't laugh because
I'm not laughing.
I want you to take that deep breath from your diaphragm. Fill up your lungs from your stomach area. Hold it for 3 seconds and then let it out. Do that 3 times. And then the 4th time, just stand there or sit there very quietly. Don't breathe harshly and feel what you're feeling on your body. Just feel the feelings that you're feeling and take note of those feelings. So you take 1 deep breath, hold it for 3, let it out. Another deep breath, 3, let it out. And 1 more time. Out. Now, don't do anything. Just feel the feelings you have in your body. For me, I feel somebody, like electricity going through my arms. I feel somebody touching my arms from shoulder to wrist, almost like a tickly kind of electric sensation. And that I know those are my angels. And they have come to me before, so I do know what that sensation is. But whatever sensation you are getting are coming from your angels. So when you call upon your angels and you feel that sensation, even if you're not doing the breathing exercise, you will know that they're with you. So you'll have a little bit of reassurance that it's time now to ask them if you need that. But I love to know when my angels are around me anyway.
Yeah, you could ask them, what is it that I need to know? You're allowed to ask them, you know, what do you feel that I need to know? Or you could ask them what my purpose is in life. You could ask them whatever whatever questions you wish to ask, and don't allow yourself to second guess yourself. Just feel that first answer, because as soon as you start overanalyzing, you're screwed, and that's when you lost. That's when your ego gets in the way. Yeah. You have to listen to your first gut feeling, and that is your truth. You know, now as a psychic and as a medium, it's always easier reading somebody who you really don't know, and people who are closest to you. When you're emotionally attached to the outcome, you know, it's very difficult to read the people who are closest to you.
Yes.
And plus the people think that they're being judged or whatnot.
And people think they know, you know, too much about them.
Yeah. So
it could
be a little difficult to read somebody who's very close to you, whether it be family or friends, because like I said, when you're emotionally connected to the outcome, then, you know, the truth might, you know, it might not be accurate. And that's all I could say.
I think we have a girl from South Jersey, Joanna.
We're going to go for a commercial break soon.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to hang tight, and we're going to go for a commercial break. But Sky, if somebody wants a private reading from you.
Yes. If you'd like a private reading from Sky.
Siegel. Your number is?
My number is 908-500-1474. And Arthur?
And if you want a reading from Arthur or Artie.
I love that name.
Or
Arthur.
Art. All of us will give you a reading. Whether it be a psychic reading. Whether it be a psychic reading or a medium.
I love you.
Or a party.
I love you too bad.
Just call me at 877-ANGEL-02 for a private reading from myself. And if to call into the station, it's 800-930-2819. So stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And as promised, is Joanne still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
Okay, Sky. Hi, Artie.
Oh, hey, Joe. Oh, this is my Joanne. This is my Joanne.
Hi, it's Joanne.
She's awesome. I told Joanne for her birthday, I told you I was going to give her a reading for you from you and stuff like that stuff like that. But how was your day, Joanne? I was going to say some nasty stuff. I forgot I'm on the radio about your day and about your job.
I feel something medical. Do you work in a medical field?
Yes, a school
nurse. Are you going to the doc? You do?
Works in a medical. She's in medical. She's a nurse at a school.
Ah, okay. That's where I'm getting
high
at.
School.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I saw your topic about the
you
angel.
Freak me out.
I know. What, sweetie?
I have to call.
You're breaking up, Joe.
Hello? Okay, yes. I wanted to ask about, the fours. Like, I'm only seeing fours. You know, like, wake up 444.
The angels. Those are the numbers of the angels.
Yes, I know. And it's like, I feel like they're trying to tell me something, but, I'm not sure. Like, I know they're around and... they guide me to do things, but I was wondering if they were trying to tell me, like, something, special.
You know what they're telling you? Even though they're guiding you, you're not calling on them. They want you to really single them out, and they want you to say, okay, guys, angels, I want you to come here. I need your help. I think they're looking for you to single them out, to definitely call them in, and to sit and talk with them. Because, they're showing you their numbers all over the place. They want to be seen and heard, but they want you to call them in.
Joanne, well, one thing I could say for Joanne is that I know she really does. You have a great relationship with Archangel, with Michael. One of the Archangels, not Michael. I don't want to say it because, Joanne, it's interesting when you tell the story. Remember when we first met?
Yes.
Okay. Could you explain what happened when we first met? We were at the Craig House at the Bed and Breakfast in Cape May. And I was doing a promotional thing. And I was on Cat Country out of Atlantic City. And you overheard it. So tell the story of how you came about and then what I said to you. You freaked out. That's a funny story.
It blew me away. Yeah, I don't even listen to Cat Country. I was just like flicking through the stations and I just heard that you were going to be in Cape May. And I went down there and I believe I was led by my guardian angel. And I had known, she had told me her name years ago. And I figured I would kind of test Artie. And when I asked him what my guardian angel's name was, he said it was Ariel, and he was right on the nose. Just blew me away. And I knew he was legit. I said, oh, my God. And, from then on, it's like I talked to my guardian angel as Ariel because that was just a confirmation for me. And, it's just amazing. I believe I met Artie through my guardian angel.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, now we're like best of friends. Yeah. When I was, her and her husband came to the Craig House in Cape May, And, you know, and yeah. they met me for a session. They were very, you know, very nice. Glenn was quiet. And, you know, Joanne was, she has this sweet speaking little girl's voice and so sweet that even if she curses at you, you would look at her and say, oh, how cute. You have this soft, sweet disposition about you. And I remember you saying, Artie, you got to tell me, we were sitting on the couch. You said, what's my angel's name? And at first I thought it was by the name of Sarah. And you said, no, there's somebody else who I refer to. Could you maybe, you know, try a little more? Let me just sit here and meditate for a moment. And literally I heard a voice in my head that said, Ariel. And she goes, oh my God, that's my angel.
Well, that's not a common name either.
No, Ariel.
Really?
And so then I had her at hello.
Yeah, how did you know that was her name in the first place? Joanne,
what made you pick Ariel? That's the one that you communicate to.
And like it was like she just like told me in my ear, like I just heard the name and then I knew. So
really?
It was told
like,
to me.
Like where you went at the time? Were you in the pool? Were you in the bath? Were you in the car?
No, I was in church. I was in church.
That's amazing. You know, and, I want to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
I don't usually hear voices in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't hear when I'm doing readings, it's not that I hear voices. It's my own voice. But one day I was sitting on the couch and I think I was just beginning to meditate or I was just finishing meditation. And from outside of my head, I heard my name is Daniel. Now it was not inside my head, but it was somebody telling it to me from the outside, as though we're speaking now. So
It was clear as day.
If that was like sort of like your experience.
Yes, and it was like, you know, and then when I met Artie, it was just a confirmation, and then like I knew I wasn't hearing things, you know. So it's just amazing. You guys have an amazing gift. I have to tell you That's great.
Thank you.
And what a blessing. Yes. So,
well, you want to know something? I mean, the blessing
really
for me, I mean, amongst many other things, is meeting wonderful people like you and Glenn.
Yes, that's the biggest thing.
And when I tell you, I mean, I love you guys. When me and Charity are with you and Glenn, I feel like I'm dating you guys. It's like we're going out on a date with Glenn and Joanne. You know, it's like it's such a really good feel. When we're together.
Thank you, and likewise. I know. It's a gift from God. Like, that's how I feel. It's a blessing, you know, that we are paths crossed in this life. Like, it's just so cool. Very cool.
And, you know, sometimes, like, from our past lives, we do meet up with people from our past lives. Our creator puts us with people usually from our past lives. He could have been your brother, your father, your mother, your aunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I believe that, yes. I believe that you must have known him in another life.
I don't know. It's just, you know, the way it wasn't coincidence. I know that, how I met him. Like, it was all divine. I believe that. So... Yeah, so I love you, Artie, and I really want to meet you one day, Sky.
Oh, you'll definitely meet me. In fact, why don't you come to the expo?
We're gonna
expo. Valley Forge.
And you know what? Next time Artie comes, tell him to bring him. Call him up, or I'll have him call you up when he comes to my house, and come along. We'll have a great evening.
Okay.
We'll have a lot of fun. We'll do some reading. All right?
You'll love her place. She lives
good.
On a horse farm.
Oh, cool. That sounds great. Yeah, I really want to meet you in person, Sky. I think Artie speaks really highly of you, and you really have like a gift. So,
and that's
I'm just
without
like
alcohol.
Really, I guess my do I still have to keep giving you that $20 a week?
Yes. Yes, you do.
So you got to come with him sometime when him and Charity are available. Please, please come and visit. We would love to have you over for an evening. And we'll have like a crazy session here.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Joanne, her house inside and outside is loaded with beautiful angels. She has angels.
Oh, I love angels.
Oh, my God. When you walk in her home, there's such a serenity. It's such a cool feeling, such a cool look. And I just love their house. Yeah. And what do I call your backyard, Joanne?
Club Med.
That's right. Because you got it all. You got the pool. You got the kitchenette outside. Yeah. You got the music. I mean, there's nothing else.
I know. I have many blessings. I'm very thankful, and I you know, my angels look after us here, and I don't know. I love my angels so.
You want to know something? Yeah, because even though we all go through our challenges, and you are, of course, I know personally that you go through your challenges in life. You know, you're also incredibly blessed that you guys have what you have.
I know.
You know,
I
sometimes
that.
We lose focus because we're so frustrated by not getting what we want. But Joanne, I mean, from the time I've known you, you've always gotten what you've needed, always.
Which is incredible.
True. Everything.
That means that you have a really strong system, an angel system, really strong faith.
Hey, Joanne, sweetie, listen, I look forward to seeing you and Glenn real soon.
And take them here. We'll have
No, well, I'm going to be going over to their house. I'm going to be going over to their place in a little bit. But we have to wrap up and go to a commercial break.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
I love you guys. All right.
Love nice Joanne. Tell Glenn and Richie we say hello.
Okay.
All right, take
God
care.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart. All right, everybody. You with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. Artie and Sky, right?
Sky.
Yes.
Artie, I don't have
Sky.
My name tag on today.
Right.
I'm looking out the window
and say, what's her name again?
I'm going to make a name tag for you. Wait, hold on.
I'm looking in the clouds.
I could understand if I had like multiple letters in my
name. It's those one syllable names that I'm all screwed up. Just leave it right there. Put it on your breast.
I'm putting it on my knees.
There you go. She's putting it on her right breast.
There you go. Is that funny?
There you
it's
go.
Closer to you. Hello, my name's Sky.
Hello, love. All right.
Like Miss Guy.
I just want you to know 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. If anybody wants to call in, talk about their angel story. Now, I want to tell you something that there was this girl who I met a few years back who is amazing, and her name's Josie Varga. We're going to have her on our show one of these days.
Nice.
And Josie Varga wrote the book. I just went blank. I forgot your name and I forgot her something about, she wrote a book on, Visits from Heaven. That's the name of it. Visits from Heaven. And you should Google it. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. It's like chicken soup for the soul, but it's Visits from Heaven. And it's people, telling their stories about their loved ones who came back to visit them. And there's a bunch of mini stories in there.
That's hot.
And one of the stories is when I first, you know, she mentioned me in her book. She wrote, I think, 3 or 4 books. And when I first met Josie, I said to her, you know, you're going to be writing books. And she goes, really? And I go, yeah. I said, it's spiritual books. She goes, really? And then I said, yeah, and you're going to be speaking in front of a crowd of people by the water. She goes, really? She kept saying, really? And then I said to her, and then there's going to be a movie deal. I said,
really?
Or a TV deal.
Now
I said,
I'm saying, really?
Yeah. And now I said, there's going to be a TV deal. She goes, really? And
did she get the TV deal?
Well, first of all, now, mind you, it's like I forgot how many years later, 6, 7 years later, maybe longer, but about 6, 7 years later. She wrote 3 books, and she has spoken a few times at the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach by the water in front of groups of people.
Wow.
And there was a movie/TV producer there in the crowd who she met. And wants to do like a TV
amazing.
Series. And yeah, I mean, granted, there's a lot of delays and holds with her and stuff like that. So she's hoping that somebody else will pull through or whatnot. But this is something definitely worth checking out, because a bunch of stories. And she wrote 3 books like this. And I mean, the stories that you read within her books, again, it's called Visits from Heaven. You got to check it out. It's on Amazon also.
That sounds amazing.
And it's also in, I think, all the bookstores across the country.
Do you remember when you were coming to the studio one day and we were on the telephone and there was, well, I don't think it was coming to the, you were just talking to me on the phone. And then you had looked up and you saw an amazing cloud formation that was just like an angel.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I remember that day. I was right about to do a party. I was in the Philadelphia area. And I got there a few minutes early, and I was in my car down the block from the house where the party was. And I'm talking to, I forgot what we were talking about, but while I was talking to you, I just happened to look up through my, you know, front window, and I looked up and there was a cloud in the perfect shape of an angel kneeling praying with her hands in front of her face, and you could see the wings. I mean, it was so incredibly vivid. I said, oh my God.
He was really insane that day. I mean, he could not stop raving about this so passionately. Oh my God, Sky, I wish you were here. Oh my God, there's an angel right in front of me. Oh my God. He was really taken back.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, it was like the angel herself was like right there in front of me.
I wish I could have seen that.
There was a time where I did a reading for a girl, and she too was also from Pennsylvania, and she was in my place in Woodbridge, New Jersey. And you know, she was skeptical, her husband was skeptical. But, you know, she missed her father. She was missing her father a lot. You know, I mean, she loves her father as much as you could possibly love Aww. Any human being. She her love is that deep with
I
her
know
father.
That kind of love.
Yeah. And so while I was reading her, I said to her, I said, you want to know something? I said, your father is going to send you a message. You're going to see a heart. You're going to see a cloud in the shape of a heart.
Wow.
And that's going to be his love for you. That's his, that's to let you know that he's around you, his hello to you. And an hour after she left, because she had a long drive back, an hour after she left, she texted me a picture. She pulled over, she looked up, and there was a cloud in a perfect shape of a heart.
Wow.
And so then she ended up having a party with me. And then one of her relatives ended up taking a picture of that heart and did a very artistic design and did a heart shape over a heart shape over a
wow.
heart shape with, you know, all different
yes.
colors. And it was so beautiful. So beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what you started.
So it was really cool. And then one thing led to another in the sense of, you know, her friends believing and
yeah.
she had a party and her husband was.
You know, it's just hard not to believe. I can't believe these skeptics. I you know what?
Everyone's
I welcome.
Entitled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love
skeptics.
So do I. I love them too. Because when I'm finished with them, they're like, so I'm so sorry. I should have never been a skeptic. But that's not even the point. My point is whether they believe me or whether they don't is not my, I don't care. But how could you see life go on every day and the beauty and the wonder and the amazing things that go on in life and still not say that there's another world, or still not say that when we die, we go somewhere else, or still not say there's no such thing as angels? I mean, when I was about 9 years old, I was driving I was riding my bike, and I was in a very crowded, it was in Brooklyn, New York, underneath the elevator, if everybody knows what that is. It's two-way traffic going one way and the other, and it's over, the train is above your head, and there's big pillars holding up these train tracks, and there's not much room for anything. So I'm riding in the middle of the street now, and I'm headed straight for a bus, and I froze. I'm still riding the bike, but I'm panicking, and this bus is coming to me. So help me God. He's laughing. I could have been killed.
She's laughing. I could have been killed.
Well, it's true. This bus was coming towards me. I panicked. I froze. I didn't stop pedaling, but I froze. I swear to you, I felt two hands on top of my two hands, and they literally
turn.
Pulled me over to the side of the curb and stopped my bike. And I was in shock. I said, whoa,
what was that? Yeah.
I said, meanwhile, I'm still like in a daze because I'm so freaked out that this bus almost killed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel these hands on top of my hands, literally moving me to the side of the road, to the curb.
Wow.
I stop and I'm like, wow, that was like, nobody would believe that. And I said to myself, wow, who the heck?
It was a personal experience. You know, that's what's beautiful about, you know, allowing yourself to gravitate to other spiritual people, because there are a lot of people who really do have a lot of powerful, beautiful stories that seem so unbelievable or unreal. And yet they are for real. You
yeah.
know, again, I have to remind everybody that spirituality could break all the laws of physics, and things just happen without explanation. They
right.
just happen. Things happen, you know, and all of a sudden sudden, you know, you see your relatives in the middle of the night, or things are moving, or you put your keys in one spot and before you know it, it's in another spot.
Right.
And then all of a sudden your piece of jewelry is missing and it's underneath your pillow, or it's someplace where you definitely didn't put it, or, you know, and the messages go on and on and on. Or I wasn't even supposed to be there today, but I showed up and then I met my true love. And it was weird how this person knew that person. And, you know, I mean, and the stories go on and on and on. And it's wonderful. So if you ever want to share your phenomenal story with us as far as your experience, you
know, love to hear
what you had with loved ones who have passed away or with your angels, you know, we'd love to hear it. And so would everybody else who's listening in.
Yeah, there's something on YouTube also. If you look up angel sightings, there is an actual video taken by actually the cameras who patrol the entire, I think it was a airport, and they have on video an angel coming down, helping a child and swooping away.
Wow.
It's so insane.
All right. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow, because right now we have to go to a commercial break. So you're with Sky and Artie. And if you want to call in, it's 800-930-2819. You're with the Dynamic Duo.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.